Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Renewing Your Mind, helping you realize the true transformation as promised in Romans 12:2. We address the topic of avoidant personality disorder and related conditions. Does criticism destroy you? Do you feel rejected by everyone, or do you feel all alone in the world? Do you feel as if everyone is better than you or everyone is watching? If this describes you, this podcast is for you. If this describes someone close to you, this podcast is for you. This is a space to share experiences, ask questions, support one another, and begin to find healing and hope through the renewing of your mind.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up.
And now, here are your hosts, Philip and Rebecca Dacus.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. Welcome to Renewing Your Mind. Helping you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, offering hope and healing in today's world. I want to welcome everybody to today's broadcast. Whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording, whichever is just fine. Today's topic, of course, avoidant personality disorder, otherwise known as AVPD. I usually call it avoidant personality disorder just because I get a little tongue-tied when I say AVPD too many times too fast. Some of the areas we address, we include hypersensitivity to rejection and criticism, isolation, feeling inadequate, being overly self-conscious, feeling inferior, feel like you're unable to cope in social situations, and of course, the real biggie, which is depression. All of those are kind of rolled up inside of avoidant personality disorder. Usually when someone asks what avoidant personality disorder is, I tell them it's like a container, you know, those containers you buy at the store, you put your leftover food in there. Well, it's like that. You open up this container and inside, instead of the leftovers, you find all these various things like depression and the social anxiety and et cetera, the other things that I just mentioned. Today's broadcast is going to be a really good one, very exciting. I'm extremely happy for today's broadcast especially, and I'll go over that in just a minute as to why it's going to be so special. And before I get to that, I want to go over a few announcements, just some general housekeeping type things that I need to go over. This podcast is going to be every week. I've gone back and forth between every week and every other week. I think I'm going to do it every week for right now. And I do it through this platform called Blog Talk Radio. And then I also advertise on meetup.com. That is where a great many of you have probably heard about this podcast from. The website I have is avoidance.org. You can also get there, avoidantpersonality.com. They both lead you to the same place, which right now that website is live, but I have a new one in the works that will have hopefully a lot of better information on there, ways to get to the podcast, the upcoming episodes, and also information on the book that I'm working on, and also some classes that I'm working on as well that I hope to have soon. But these are things that are in the works. By the way, before I get too much further, I want to mention this is a live podcast, which is a little bit different than most podcasts, which are just simply recorded. This one is actually live. So if you can come on at the scheduled time. You can log into our chat room if you wish. If you have questions, you can post them there. And there's also a live call-in number if you just want to be live on the air. I realize due to the nature of avoidant personality, a lot of people don't, they want to stay in the shadows. And that's fine to a point, but I do recommend that you try to push yourself to try and get out there, because I know that is one of the lies of the enemy to keep us in the dark, because that's where he likes to operate. So I do suggest that you try to push yourself to do some things that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily do. The call-in number is 646-668-2841, and you can get right live on the air if you wish and ask questions of either myself or my co-host, which I'll introduce here in just a minute. Let's see, questions, I went over that. Let's see, call in, you can always email us, and we'll be answering those live on the air. And by the way, I never mention any personal information, names, or anything like that. I do not do. I try to respect everybody's privacy, and especially all the more so being an avoidance personality, what we deal with, it becomes all the more critical to keep such information at bay, because a lot of time you just don't, it's not a good idea to let some people in the world know that you deal with this sort of disorder. So we do respect people's privacy. Questions, you can email me at restoring@restorationforthemind.com. I also have a blog that you can go to if you want some light reading. I've been writing a blog for a lot of years, and there's a lot of, it's more like a diary, if you will, of my adventures in dealing with avoidant personality, going through trying to survive college, trying to survive a marriage, a lot of things that you might read and they might just fit, or they might ring something true in your life. So I would also recommend that you might want to take a look at my blog if you get a chance. It's avoidantpersonalitylife.blogspot.com, or if you just go to Blogspot and type in avoidant personality life, it'll probably come up, or at least I think it will. I do also have a Facebook page, which, although I'm not sure if it has up-to-date information, but I did start a Facebook page anyway. It's the group is called Avoidant Personality. You might want to take a look out there. Not sure if the information is accurate or up-to-date, but you're more than welcome to take a peek at that and leave messages and such. I do have some classes that are coming soon. I've been working on the classes for a while now, and I'm very excited about the classes, but they do take a lot of time to put together, so please bear with me while I work on those. I also have a book that's in progress, but again, this is something that I do have a full-time job, so I get to it as I can, so please bear with me. I am trying to get these things out there because I know there's a huge amount of need, lots of people that need to know not only what avoidant personality is, but if you're in a relationship with someone that has this disorder, that is a huge need. And that's something I'm going to be addressing here shortly. As soon as I make it through a few more announcements, I am going to try and arrange some guest speakers as well. Something else I'm going to be working on, although I just need to figure out who, because when it comes to avoidant personality, there just isn't a whole lot of in the way of good information out there. If you've done any sort of looking on the internet and such, you won't find very much good information out there. So, but that is something I'm searching for, is our guest speakers. The website already covered. The next thing that I'm very excited about, because this is something I've been praying about for a long, long, long time, ever since I started this podcast, which has been roughly about a year ago, even though it has been off and on. I've been praying for a co-host, someone to help out, someone that could come alongside and be that other half, that other voice that I can't be, because I'm the one that has the avoidant personality, or I've been healed from avoidant personality. The co-host, the other half that I've been praying for, is someone that could be the normal. If you've been listening to my broadcast for a while, you know what a normal is. A normal is someone that, for at least the purposes of this podcast and the classes and such, is someone that does not have avoidant personality, doesn't have depression, doesn't suffer from these other mental conditions. So that is what we call, quote unquote, a normal. So God answered my prayer. And tonight I have joining me Rebecca, who is, well, I'm just going to call her my wife, because I'm not going to go into details right now on that relationship. But Rebecca Dacus, she's going to be joining me as the co-host. Like I said, she is the normal in the relationship. She's the one that's had to put up with me for the last 15 years. So I want to introduce her.
Hey.
And there she is. Hopefully she'll have a little bit more to say a little bit later on. Rebecca, like I said, she is going to help me run this podcast. She's going to be there to answer questions from the avoidant personality perspective, the one that has this disorder. You can call in and talk to me, because I can help you, because I've lived it, because I do live it. Just like the Bible says, we're working out our salvation daily. It's not a one-time fix. It is. When you're saved, you're saved. Period. But also have to do some work to work out your salvation on a daily basis. Well, the same goes with avoidant personality. You can be healed, but you're still working on that healing and working it out on a daily basis. It's not something that, it's probably going to be something that you may still deal with in some respect. Not saying that the healing isn't complete, just saying that there's always some work to be done. But Rebecca will be the one that will be answering questions from the perspective of the normal. I know there's a great deal of people out there that are in what am I trying to say?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I get emails and stuff from people all over the world. And a great many of these people are the normals, and they're trying to be in a relationship with someone that has avoidant personality. So this is where Rebecca comes in. This is where she has her expertise, because she is that normal. She is the one that has learned through trial and error and through prayer. She has learned how to put up with me, for lack of a better word, how to survive that relationship, because it's not been easy, and she will be able to attest to that. But she'll be able to provide that perspective that I can't. So she'll be able to answer questions from someone, from other normals that are also trying to be in that relationship. The subject of today's broadcast is going to be an email that we received. I know a lot of times I deal with certain subjects, like I'll talk about what it's like to be an avoidant personality, what it's like to be a normal, which is where Rebecca comes in, different aspects of the condition. But this is an email that I received from someone that is, they're married to someone that has avoidant personality. And in reading through this email, there is so much good stuff in here. I prayed about this and I thought about this and God said, well, you know, here is what you need to do right here. You don't need to develop any fancy sermons or whatever from this. This is what you need to talk about. This person is a real person that needs real help, and that's what you're here to do. So here I am, and this is what I'm going to be talking about today. So without further ado, I'm just going to jump right into it. Like I said, I do receive emails from people all over the world, and the vast majority of those emails are from the people that I call normals that are trying to be in a relationship with someone that has avoidant personality, which is where this person comes in. And as I had previously touched on, we don't talk about names or anything like that. We want to respect everybody's privacy. But I do want to talk about some certain things from this email that I thought were just extremely familiar to what my wife and I went through and are still going through. So I want to read a few things from it. Let's see. This person had said that apologize about that. I have a little bit of storm going outside. I hope we don't get cut off. But they had said that before they got married to this person, they had seen some red flags, but they had dismissed it because they just thought that there was some issues. And of course, we're all familiar with that story. But after later on, they had learned that this person had avoidant personality, which is very similar to what my wife and I, our story as well. Do you want to talk about that or elaborate on that?
Sure, I can do that. So before we got married, Philip had said he was diagnosed in the military with avoidant personality disorder. And I didn't think much of it because he kind of brushed it off like it was not a big thing. Maybe he got some medicine for it. And he had been in the military several years before we even got married. So I thought it was really something of the past. And I did, get engaged, and we decided that we were moving forward with this marriage. And before we got married, I started seeing some red flags too. A lot of those things are being overly sensitive, maybe not listening to what I'm saying. I felt that maybe he was a little bit more important in the relationship to him than I was. And I just kind of excused it. I thought, well, maybe we're just both getting nervous about getting married and it'll work itself out. Nobody's perfect, whatever. So we got married, and I can't say that it got any better. It kind of just stayed at bay for a little while until life's situations blending together, being married, having a child, just started aggravating different things as well. And our approach to life was not the same. And that's when I realized that this avoidant personality disorder is a huge player in our relationship.
Exactly. It was a big thing. I think that it was a surprise to her that this disorder was there. And I think for me, I just thought that it wasn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. I have my thing. Everybody has their things. everybody has their little hang-ups, their little idiosyncrasies, and et cetera, et cetera. So this was just one more thing that I had to deal with. So I really didn't think it was going to be a big problem. But that didn't quite happen that way.
Well, and I think part of that is that you have dealt with it for so long. You dealt with it all of your life, probably. Wasn't exactly diagnosed until the military, so until someone actually gave you a physical diagnosis of it. So you had put all of these coping mechanisms in order in your own life just to cope with your own life. And that was fine when it was just you. But when you came into a relationship with someone, those coping mechanisms no longer worked.
Yeah, that's a good point. Avoidant personality disorder is typically something that someone is born with, or at least has the might develop can develop. It's like it's like any a physical condition, like a disease. Sometimes we are carriers for certain diseases. Where even though we're born with it, that disease doesn't come out into bloom into full force until something triggers it later in life. And avoidant personality is somewhat similar, even though it's something we're born with. It is often doesn't come out until somewhere around early adulthood, or in some cases later teenage years. So for me, it was normal. You know, I was just a normal average person. There was this thing that I was diagnosed with called avoidant personality, but for me it was just like, yeah, this is just normal. I didn't know any different. So I didn't think a thing about it, and it didn't even occur to me to tell her that this was something that she needed to know about, because it was just, I was just a normal guy with issues, like so many of us are. Let's see, in the email, he says that my wife told me that she came to me right after my surgery, and when she saw my condition, she freaked out. And, you know, that was a big thing for me, because my wife went into the hospital with, I can't remember what it was. She had something that blew up anyway. She went into the hospital, and I just didn't have the ability to provide much in the way of comfort for her. It wasn't that I didn't want to. It was just I just couldn't, which is something that is stereotypical of someone that has avoidant personality. It's not that they don't want to care. It's they can't care. Maybe I'll even back off of that a little bit. It's not even that they can't care. It's that they don't have the ability. It's something that is foreign to them. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't have a lot of the same chances that other people do. Like, for instance, and my wife will tell you about this more than a minute. For example, when I meet someone, the concept of shaking their hand was foreign to me. It didn't occur to me that that was something you need to do. Little things like opening a conversation, carrying on a conversation, closing a conversation. These were all foreign concepts to me. They just like, what is this? You know, how do I interact socially with people? Just, I had no clue. And my wife can certainly attest to that as well. In fact, do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I guess to kind of give it a little bit more perspective, I think I want to maybe start with the fact that even as a young girl, I wanted to, always had that dream to be married and to have a family. And I remember probably when I was in my late teenage years, I literally prayed, God, I don't want someone who just wants my love. I want someone who needs my love. Because I grew up kind of separate from what Philip grew up in. I grew up in a very loving home. Not to say that he didn't, but there was so much communication and love. And, you know, just we were always together, family, family, family. And I have very social parents. I grew up in a church where there were always social functions, and it was just part of my life. And on the flip side, Philip wasn't. He has two older brothers, so he didn't really have the same age group that I grew up around. Like, I have a sister and a brother within a couple different, you know, age range of I am, and another little sister. And so, you know, you just play together and you learn to work it out and you figure things out. And Philip didn't have that. And so when I actually met Philip, I felt that, you know, God had actually given me someone that really needed my love, because I could tell there was a little bit of social awkwardness. And I could tell that there was some insecurities and there wasn't a whole lot of confidence, but I was completely sold on the fact that that was nothing. I could help with that. But I didn't realize, like, I could tell him all of those things, but it didn't come natural to him. And so probably at one of the heights of our arguments and me not understanding and begging God to show me what was going on, I was on my way to work and I was crying my eyes out because I just couldn't make this situation any better than what it was. And it was like the Lord reminded me, avoidant personality disorder. And so I went to work and I just Googled, what is avoidant personality disorder? And very, very little stuff existed out there about what it truly is, you know, clinically speaking. And so what little information I had, one of the main things it said is avoidant personality disorder is like a hub of which other things can stem from. And avoidant personality disorder, it kind of comes from being young and not being socialized as a child and not having those experiences, like he was just saying. So he didn't have those opportunities, where on my side of the family, I was just inundated with it. On his side, he didn't.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. So for me, it was normal to really not know how to do these things. To my wife, it was the normal is to socialize, to be the social butterfly, to know how to act towards people, to know how to open and close conversations, blah, blah, blah. For me, the normal was not knowing. So for me, when my wife went into the hospital, I just didn't know how to provide her that comfort that she needed. I didn't know how to go up to her room and comfort her and walk her around when she was trying to recuperate and all the other things that she needed. And it wasn't so much that I didn't want to, it was more like I just couldn't. I just wasn't capable of providing that. Those things for my wife. So I guess to this point in the email, the main thing I wanted to say was I wouldn't condemn her for that, or him. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's her that we're talking about.
Well, and one thing, reading this viewer's email, it kind of broke my heart, because I literally have gone through so many things that that person did. I was within 2 hours of dying, literally dying during this episode. And I felt like he could not love me the way that I needed to be loved. And so, and I didn't think it was fair, and I became very angry, like I'm going to leave this world and this person that God placed into my life is basically like shoving me out the door, like, okay, get out of here, you know? And so kind of to his point, though, in retrospect, I want to say to this viewer, be really careful to not have a lot of anger and resentment towards somebody that can't respond to you in a way that you know you would respond to them in a situation. If the table was turned, you'd do anything for that person. But the table is not turned and this person is not reacting and responding the way that you'd need them to be. And to that point, I want to tell everybody who thinks they might be in a relationship with somebody that has some of these hang-ups, is you cannot apply the same rules or the same logic to that relationship or that person as you would being in a normal situation.
Exactly. In fact, I have a an example that I like to give going along those lines. And the example is of two fighters in a ring, and the one fighter being the normal and the other fighter being the one with avoidant personality disorder. And in a normal relationship, or in this case, a normal fight, those two would exchange blows and they would just pound each other, and then eventually one person would win when the other person gets knocked out. Now, in this example of one being a normal and one being avoidant personality, the one with the normal throws the blow, verbal, whatever. The one that is the avoidant personality, instead of throwing a blow, they respond by going off into the corner and cowering and retreating as themselves, because they can't handle the rejection. They can't handle the fight. They're unable to be able to respond normally in that situation. So they just simply retreat. And this is somewhat speaking to this surgery where the person had gone to a surgery and the wife just can't go to see you. Well, it's sort of similar to that. Instead of going to you and comforting you and doing all the things that a normal person would do, they don't have that ability to react that way. So they simply go off into a corner and retreat into themselves and say, throw up their hands and go, well, I just don't care. Well, no, it's not that they don't care. It's they're not capable of caring in that situation because of their being beat up so much by avoidant personality.
I also feel like it's important to acknowledge, while that person can't, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I know that when I first met Philip, and I know this person who sent us this email, they saw really great things in their significant other. And the other thing is, I feel like even when Philip mentioned, you know, as a younger person, and you know, you kind of feel like you might be born with it or something like that, but I feel like Satan has such a threefold, just a nasty agenda. It's to kill, steal, and destroy. And he knows who's going to be great. And this person who emailed us in spoke of the greatness that this significant other had instilled in them. And so I feel like it's just extremely important to acknowledge that the devil knows who we are and what we're capable of doing. And so, but I believe that God is greater. So in my walk with Philip, and you'll find out all of the good, bad, and the ugly in it, but we just really have to be careful to always remind you guys that with God, all things are possible. And in your situation, whatever you're going through with that person, I just want to tell you, when in my situation, I kept saying, Lord, help me see him through your eyes, what he is doing and what he is not doing, and how he is harming the situation by retreating and not being, you know, talking with me through, you know, our arguments or fights or whatever, or trying to meet my need as a spouse. There's a reason why.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And often, you know, oftentimes I thought he was just being, honestly, I hate to say this, but I thought he was just being a jerk. And that's another thing, is a lot of people will look at people with avoidant personality and think they're just jerks. They've got a chip on their shoulder. In reality, it is so much insecurity in them that it's weird how it gets disguised.
Exactly. And I was talking to my wife just shortly before the show about some things, and she hit on something that I've actually been preaching on for years and talking to a lot of people about, that are trying to be in that relationship with somebody that has avoidant personality. And that is that's the level of commitment that you need. Being in that relationship is more of a calling. That's really the level of relationship that is required. If those of you don't know Christianese, that being a calling simply means that this is something that God has put on your heart.
Like
that
your assignment.
Yeah, it's something that you have to do. It's not, you can't not do it, if you pardon the double negative. You have to do this thing. It's something that's ingrained in you. It's hardwired in you. This is something that you just have to do. That's the level of commitment that you have to have if you're going to succeed mm-hmm. in a relationship with avoidant personality. And I don't want to come across as negative, because that's not what this show is about, or this podcast is about. I don't want to come across as this is something that can't be done, but I also want to come across with reality. Because the reality is, you do have to have that level of commitment. And if you don't have that level of commitment, you could wind up doing more harm than good. Because mm-hmm. That one with avoidant personality will come across with a deeper hurt and level of rejection if you cut and run. So my advice is don't. Or make up your mind, just like the Bible says, choose this day who you're going to serve. Well, that's the level of commitment you need to have if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody that has avoidant personality. You have to choose this day what you're going to do. Are you going to stay in that relationship? Are you going to be committed? Or are you going to cut and run?
The way this also seems is that there's so much onus on the person that's the normal. And really, it is so true. The person who is not battling with that, they have to carry a lot of the load. And
definitely,
you can't, again, I'm saying you can't view this relationship like any other relationship. So if you have the wherewithal to recognize that, then you're going to have to tap into some wisdom that's not of this earth. And even then, your days might be hard. They might be very, very hard. But I also feel like if I were to have to do it all over again, I probably still would, because for the normal person, there's a lot to be learned for me, because I grew up in a situation where, you know, the two boxers are in the ring and they're doing the same thing and they're fighting the same battle. And so my natural thing would be like starting to kind of raise my voice and to make these unfair demands, thinking that he would do the same thing and push back, but he didn't. And so he kind of taught me that I needed to change my approach, which I think in any relationship, you have to be willing to learn new techniques in the way you're going to communicate and live and walk together.
Mm-hmm. And my wife hit on a critical thing there. Is that you can't do this on your own. You can't, if you're going to be in a successful relationship with somebody that has avoidant personality, you can't try to do it in your own strength. It's not possible. other relationships are hard enough. It's hard enough for two normals to be in a successful relationship mm-hmm. these days. But when it comes to somebody that has avoidant personality, you have to get God involved. You have to go to God to prayer and ask God for the strength, because that's the only way you're going to survive this. It's just a necessity. It's just one of those things mm-hmm. that this is what it takes. It's like you're developing a recipe. You're going to make a certain souffle, whatever. If you leave out certain ingredients, that souffle just ain't going to come out like it's supposed to. Well, if you want to have a relationship, successful relationship between a normal and avoidant personality, you need that ingredient, which is God. Otherwise, it ain't going to come out right.
You will find being a normal person in the relationship, I think one of the best things that you can do is engage the other person. Like, what would be a way we can resolve this? Do you have any ideas how to resolve this conflict? Do you, you know, what can we do? And just really engage them in their thinking. Like, if you're involved in a situation, and this reader in particular has gone and seen counseling. Philip and I had sought counseling. I have sought people, and you know, they were just like, "Oh, you need to run. You need to get out of there." And quite honestly, I thought the same. I did, because it was so beyond me. It was so above and beyond me. And sometimes, I got to the point where I just let it bog me down so much, and I wasn't even successful in tapping into the Lord, because I always wanted to go to church as a family, but if he was having a bad day or whatever, didn't really want to go, then I wouldn't go. And that was just really hard, because I wanted him to be the leader and I didn't want to be the leader. And yet here I am, just like, well, forget it. I'm not going to go to church. You'll find a lot of people giving you their 2 cents worth as far as, well, you should do this or you should do that. But I really feel like it's in your best interest to just get away with God and just be like, God, what do you want me to do? And you probably won't hear a lot. You probably won't hear a lot. And then you'll be like, what does that mean? And it probably just means just be patient. Keep waiting on the Lord, and he'll make your ways straight. That's what his word says, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on what you can understand, but you acknowledge God, and he's going to make your path straight, regardless of what this person's going to tell you or what your heart tells you or what you just feel like bolting or whatever.
And there's one other thing that my wife hit on that I definitely want to mention a little bit, and that is, it's not fair. The normal person in a relationship has to go through a lot. They have to really, a lot of the load is on them to make the relationship work, and it's not fair. It's really not. And I feel bad for my wife, especially all of those years when I wasn't exactly the great or the nice person that I am today. I had some dark times when I was way less than perfect and was not very nice to my wife. So I definitely want to put that out there, that it's not fair. It's so not even close to fair. I am going to have to start wrapping this podcast up, because I see we're going on pretty close to an hour here. And I didn't even make it through even half of the email, so I'm going to have to cover this again next week. In fact, Rebecca will be here as well. She's going to be my permanent co-host, which I'm so extremely excited about and happy about that she's decided to join me, and because she provides that perspective that I just don't have. The last thing I wanted to cover before I start closing down the podcast is in the email. It was mentioned that he went through some very dark times, he being the normal person, and he came very close to suicide. And I did want to mention that real quickly and go over that before I log before I end the broadcast. And this is not only for normals, but also more so for the one with avoidant personality, because the truth of the matter is that the person with avoidant personality has such a huge hurt, has such a huge hatred for themselves, hatred for the world, hatred for other people, that people with avoidant personality end up in some very dark places, and the unfortunate truth is suicide is a big issue. And it's a horrible thing, and that's why I'm doing this podcast. This is why my wife has joined me, because I want to provide hope. There is hope. Mm-hmm. You can overcome avoidant personality disorder. You can be in a successful relationship with that person that has avoidant personality. All things are possible with God. It can work. You can get through this, but it requires prayer. It requires work. It does require some effort. It does require that you do something. Just praying is great, but the prayer is the faith part. Then comes the work part. You have to put in some work to get this healing that you're wanting.
I also want to just kind of end with this. Reading this viewer's email was really... it really hit home with me, because he's struggled so much with what I have. And I wanted just to reiterate, you know, you don't have to fix that person. You just love them too. You just love them like the Lord would love them. And then also the other thing is, it's really hard to be involved with somebody like that. You feel like you're going crazy, and you need the help and you need the support that you need too. So surround yourself with people that can love you, that can pray with you, that can lift you up and fill your cup during this time. And kind of the final, like last situation that reading through his email is, you know, like, what do I do? What do I do? If you find yourself in a situation where you just don't know what to do, just stand. You don't have to make any decisions. And if you did make a decision to walk away from the relationship, be open enough to know that the Lord is bigger than you walking away from it. He can always bring it back around. Walking away from a situation doesn't mean that you have to not ever love that person, care about that person, or speak to that person. Just take care of yourself. Surround yourself with people that love you and can support you. And know that it's not your job to fix. They don't need a savior. They already have a savior. Jesus is their savior. You're just their helpmate. And so take the pressure off of yourself and give yourself some grace, because it is a very, very hard and difficult road. And we'll be here and we will continue to pray for the people that write in, that call in, that reach out to us. We don't have all the answers, but we know Jesus does.
Exactly. We're always here. This is the thing that God has called us to do. I struggled with avoidant personality, well, all my life. It really reared its ugly head when I was in my late early adulthood, which is pretty normal. Now I'm in my 50s, so this is something that I struggled with for an awful long time before I ever found the healing. Now, that's not saying that God can't do instant healings when it comes to this. He certainly can. God is all-powerful, and He can certainly heal you today. But more often than not, there is some effort that's required. And that's something that I can talk about a little bit later. It's not something I have time to get into today as far as why that effort is required. But I will cover that a little bit later. The last thing I want to say is, if you are thinking of suicide, you need to reach out for help. Call the suicide prevention line. Go see your pastor. You know, whatever you need to do, you need to reach out, because suicide is not the answer. It's not what you need to do. You need to find
that
help.
Lie.
It's a lie from Satan that's what's going to fix things, because it fixes nothing. You need to get help. Please, please, please find yourself some help. Talk to whoever you need to. The last thing I do before we close out this podcast, I'll have a real quick prayer, which I always do at the end of every podcast. Just you can certainly pray it along with me, whatever you need to do, because I just want to try and help. That's what we're here for. So let's go ahead and pray that we can to wrap things up here. Father, we all need your help. It's hard enough being in a relationship when you're normal. For us that have avoidant personality disorder, it seems like it's just plain impossible. But I know that with you, all things are possible. Please help me not to fear. I don't want to be in fear of being rejected from those around me, of my bosses, my mate, whoever it is. I will not be in fear. I need you, Father. I speak right now in the name of Jesus to these lying spirits in our lives that tell us that we have no value. This is a lie. I do have value. You love me and you care for me, and people love me and care for me as well. I ask that you would put people in my path that can help me. For people out there that are looking for love, that love would show up. I defeat fear in Jesus' name. And I pray that you would go through today, wherever you're listening to this, wherever you're at, and you would be strengthened. That lie would disappear and you would know who you are in God. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, and just as soon as I...
Today's a new day.
There we go. Everybody have
this has been
day.
Renewing Your Mind with Philip and Rebecca Dacus. Find more resources at our website, avoidance.org. And join us again next time for Renewing Your Mind.
Hardship, difficulty,
right now.
Tears, storms, this is what I do.
I smile.
Woo.
Even though I'm empty, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while.
I want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.